Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
The Johnny.
This is Anna.
So we decided that now the last person to come into the chat gets to go first. So Ruthie, you go first.
I was the first. I was not the first.
No, you were the last. Now you're the first to go.
Take that.
Wait, what are we doing?
7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, it's the same bit we've been doing for years now. Can't be a surprise.
Really? Every week we do this?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What was I going to talk? Oh, well, since the very last thing that I was talking about in our group chat was cutting my own hair. Well, I think, I don't know if you guys remember this, but like last year? A little over a year ago, I got a terrible, terrible, terrible haircut. So I've just not cut my hair in over a year since then. And I haven't like had the nerve to, or not had the nerve. Like I have good referrals for like new people who can cut my hair, but this haircut was just so bad. And I think you guys remember me talking about it last year.
I remember.
Right? Because like you just went through the same exact thing. So like we were both so scarred for so long. So like you totally understand. So
why did you have to switch?
It was close by. It was a mistake. I really shouldn't have just done it. Like I should have gone.
Can you get back to the original person?
I could.
No, I'm assuming the person that gave you a bad haircut is a new person.
Yes. But then I also have had people who cut my hair multiple times. And then by the last time that they cut my hair, it was like, what did you do? Like, it's like they forgot how to cut my hair.
My understanding is like, hey, once a chick finds somebody that cuts their hair right, they don't switch. Like, I think one of my friends, she's from Hong Kong and she won't cut her hair unless she travels back to Hong Kong like every year or every 2 years, something like that. You know what I mean? That's what I'm curious about.
See, that's the thing. Like I've had this Malaysian lady who cut my hair forever since I was in high school through college, my 20s. What? No, that was like in the late 2000s, 2010s, you know, back when things were safe and like things made sense. But no, like I used to go to her. She was super cheap, like wash hair dry, cut and everything. And like my hair always looked so good. But then she retired and like moved back to Malaysia. She was like this old lady. But she was really good. Like she knew how to cut my hair. So like I'd kind of bounced around from like person to person for pretty much the past decade. And like there have been times where I just cut my own hair or like I'll try somebody and it'd be like an okay haircut and I just kind of like fix it myself. But last year was just so traumatizing. It was terrible. I can't even tell you how terrible that haircut was. And I mean, you guys have pictures, you can scroll back. Yesterday I was in the car and I was just like trying to run my fingers through my hair, trying to fix it. And it was just so rough and dead at the end. So I was like, I need to cut my hair. And one of my friends, like she sends me the recommendation of like this last girl that cut her hair and her hair looked great. But then she also has a lot of hair. I have thin hair. So I'm just looking at it today, literally like maybe over an hour ago, maybe like 2 hours ago, I was just looking at it and I'm like, let me just start cutting it. So I just started hacking into it. And that's when I sent you guys the picture of like my before and after, which leads me to my next point. Albert, how could you not tell before and after? One is clearly shorter than the other.
Really?
And like more layered. Anna, you could tell, right? I think it's a girl thing.
What I don't get is like, you don't notice nice things about your wife if she does something different. Like, are you just like that kind of guy that is like, I don't care? Like, I'm actually a little miffed because I thought Albert loved his wife enough to care.
Wait, what? How did we end up here?
How did we end up here? I'm saying is that for me, it looked like long hair and long hair.
No way! You can't tell me you don't have any attention to detail.
One had layers.
How do you not have attention to detail?
Shrug? I don't know. To me, it looked like long hair and long
Man.
Hair.
No, do you need new glasses?
And one of them looked like it had layers, and that one also had layers.
There you go. No.
See? See?
Oh, my God. See? How do you not notice?
See what?
How do you have, like, no attention to detail?
I'm just saying. It's not the detail I look for, apparently.
What?
Like, I couldn't tell what the before and after picture was.
That weaponized incompetence thing where you're just, like, refusing.
No. I'm just saying is that it's not something that I... It's not like it's like a huge difference in terms of like the length of the hair. It's either short hair, long hair, medium hair, shoulder length hair. You know, but this one to me looks like long hair and long hair. So I'm like, okay.
I cut like 2 inches off.
2 inches. I can't tell.
How do you not have, I just don't get it. Like,
but I clearly like also styled it. Like I put layers in.
The only thing that's a really big difference between the two pictures, one looks like one of the hair on your left looked like it was longer than the hair to the right. And then the one on the right looked like it was even. But I thought maybe it was just the angle of how you were doing
it. There were two pictures, Albert.
I know.
That was the before. The other one was the after. No, I'm
talking
about
this one. I can't believe we were talking. Listeners, the picture will be in the show. No, not really. It'll be the Instagram reel. How about that? You can kind of see it there.
But, okay, sure.
But the point is that in one picture, you know, your left hair is longer than the right hair. And then in the other picture, they're even kind of thing. So I thought maybe it was just like how you had your angle for the selfie. That's why it's in a different. Point is that unless it's a huge difference for me, mm-hmm. I don't care.
But how huge of a difference does it need to be? I mean, Anna could tell.
Obviously, we found a line. I mean, he obviously didn't know.
Jami could tell.
My line.
I didn't look.
My line is long hair, shoulder length hair, short hair. I mean, that's my line. That's my line.
Without even looking at pictures, I'm a haircut.
You never notice.
What was that?
When Jessica gets a haircut, you never notice.
Well, it depends how long it is, isn't it? Is it fluffier than the previous time? Then yeah, that's obvious. But in your case, it doesn't look
It's the same style. He didn't notice.
There you go.
Yeah. So what are you gonna?
But it was styled differently.
Is it really? Yeah. I mean, one was like more straight down, and one had like curls. But I thought maybe you went from one to the other. That's why I couldn't tell what that's not. What,
I don't think that I define that as a new style.
I don't know why you're attacking me for this.
I'm not saying it's a new cut. I'm saying like I cut my hair myself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but okay. Albert, again, like I said, I'm with Albert. If I even look at the pictures, I'm with Albert. I mean, if he didn't know, he didn't know. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't think you can convince a person.
You know, this is what I don't understand. Like, you know, Anna and I always talk about like men. Like women need like 2-3 hours to get all glammed up, makeup and everything to look completely different. But when it comes to men, like all you need is a shower and a haircut. And like, it's like you guys.
Yes, we understand misogyny.
You don't even see. Like, it's like you lost 10 pounds in the process. That's how, like, what the heck?
That's how misogyny works. Yeah. That's the patriarchy. Well, put it that way.
You know, like you don't need to look like your absolute best for me to like you. To be attracted to you, that kind of thing.
It's not about the change. It's so noticeable, so much more noticeable.
Your definition of so noticeable is not the same as my definition of so noticeable.
Your definition is blind.
And also, I think we've all seen stuff.
We don't want to. Why am I being attacked here? It's an honest response. Jeez.
This went from like my trauma. This went from like my trauma to Albert being the absolute worst husband.
This is like an extreme reaction. Come on.
I'm going to text Jessica and be like, I'm sorry.
It is weird that Albert got worked.
I'll piggyback on to that text. I'm sorry, Jessica, about my cousin. We have tried to fix him, but which is what you got.
Like, Jessica's just so cool and nice and then she.
Okay, moving on. Next. Yaming, how about you?
Oh, okay. I have two just quick little things and stuff like that. Yeah, Albert, this is towards you. You mentioned Regal and stuff. That's your booby chain, right? Mine is AMC. Since November, I went to go see a movie in November, and then, you know, the AMC Orange, I've known there was like a thing where it was like the first show was at 8:30 in the morning, right? So I was walking in, and then I see a chick walk in sort of like business attire. You know what I mean? I was like, wait, why is there like, is there like a meeting at the theater? What's going on? Apparently, when I walked in, she was there for like a symposium. Apparently, AMC Orange rented out their space, like the hallway space, for like symposium for like dentists and stuff like that. And since then, it's happened 2 more times at the Pointe Hills Mall. One, I forgot what the thing was, but the other one happened a couple of weeks ago. Was like a Jesus thing. Like they had one screen dedicated for like a Jesus kind of a. It was called We See the Light or the Light or something like that. So they're just like renting out the theater space for other things other than, you know, movies and stuff like that. Have you experienced that at Regal? Have they done anything like that?
Yeah, this is a normal thing.
Oh, really?
I don't know if Beverly Hills was just not doing it a lot, but it's a normal thing in Regal because they even have they even have those advertising before the movie or during the trailer. You know, like hold your work meeting here in at the theater.
Kind of you actually seen it though? I've seen a couple of those at Chino Hills at the Harkins, but I never actually went to the theater where they actually had it take place.
Yeah, I see it once in a while. It's not a weekly thing, but I do have I do see it once in a while.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay. Fair enough.
I'm not surprised if the one in Orange has it because that's a 30 screen theater. They gotta fill it with something. Yeah. So
yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Man, it makes sense. I guess you gotta make money somehow. Good for them. And the other thing I was gonna mention was actually directed to the two chicks in the podcast. Have you guys? I bought a red light mask, right? So because that's the big trending thing for people for their skin and stuff. Have you guys used it?
I've used the handheld one. Mm-hmm. I haven't invested in the full mask one.
Yeah.
But I have always wanted to try it. Are you noticing a difference?
I only started like 2 days ago.
Okay. I have the full mask one. I haven't tried it out yet, but I am going to start like actively using it. But I bought it on sale, Ruthie. I got a really good deal on it.
Ooh, send me the link.
Okay, I'll send you the link. But I got the full face mask one that has a neck connector because I want to like focus on my neck as well.
It's doing neck stuff too?
Is it neck stuff to you? Yeah.
Did you get it through Amazon?
No, it was through. I actually went on a website and bought it. I didn't buy it through Amazon.
Okay. Alexa, please explain to me what a red light mask is.
It's just like it is what it says.
red light therapy.
Yeah, red light therapy.
So the
anti-aging.
Yeah,
is that a thing? Red light can.
Yeah.
There's several settings.
Lives under a rock?
There are some stuff that I'm ignorant about, and there's some stuff I am. You know,
basically, what happens is just like she says, it's a red light therapy and stuff like that. There's basically three settings: red, blue, whatever. Blah, blah. The most important one is red because the settings are based on like this wavelength, right? And red, I think, is the highest. You want anything that goes over like 500, so it's 500 plus or something like that. Anyway, the thing is, each setting helps a different part of skin care. One is for acne, one's for anti-aging and stuff like that. It's sort of like the new trendy thing for like at-home skincare and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Right. And the thing is, just to let you know, Ruthie, my understanding when I did my research, the wands that you use, they don't recommend that one because you have to hold. They say you hold on to it for like you got to put it in one location for like 10 minutes for it to be effective.
It's so time consuming.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You gotta do a red light mask.
You gotta get a mask. It has to be the wavelength has to be over. What is this? 500 or 600? Anna, do you know? Is this 600?
No, I'm not. I'm not entirely sure about the exact numbers.
But it has to be. There's a price.
No, this is wavelength.
Actual wavelength.
Yeah, it gets pricey. The ones that they recommend are like the most is like $800 at Amazon.
That's why I bought mine. It was on sale for like half, so I got it for like $189.
Oh, I think we got the same one. Is it the Flesh Shield 3-in-1?
No, I didn't get mine on Amazon.
No, mine was not on Amazon either.
We did get the right one.
It's just Flesh Shield or something like that, 3-in-1. The normal price is $140. It's now I bought it at $70.
No. Mine was $300, and I got it for like $189.
Mine doesn't do neck stuff too, so it can't be the same.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the one with the neck attachment. That's cool.
I got the neck attachment one because I want to focus on my neck too because I feel like it's gross.
Yeah. So my whole thing is I'll put a pin on this. I'll come back to it like in 2 or 3 months to see if it actually works.
I've heard good things about it. One of my boss at my old job, she had one and she said that she was noticing like there was a difference in her skin and all that. So I've only heard good things. I'm on the red light subreddit as well because, it is. Once you dive in, you do the whole thing. So.
And it's very, it's not that, what do you call it? Not that, what do you call it? It's not that big of a commitment. Number one, like I said, half off, $70 is not that bad. And also, it's like 15 minutes. It's like 15 minutes a day.
Is this the one that's like a mask that you can just wear and you can walk around with it? Or
It looks scary. Oh, cool. It looks like you're a robot.
I love it.
So, just put a pin on this. I'll come back to it in like 2 or 3 months. I have noticed a difference in the sense that when it's on, you feel it in your skin. You know what I mean? The red light is kind of like, it's like, you feel it in your skin. It actually feels like it's doing something. It feels like it's doing something. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
we'll see.
Do you put any like skincare on your like on your skin or just raw
you
dog
can.
It?
You can put like a serum.
Can we go back to the fact that she said raw dog it?
We gotta, you know.
I know we talked about
insert certain things.
We are talking about skincare.
We're really pushing the PG-13 rating in this podcast.
I know we did a whole bit on Jack the Ripper's jizz and stuff like that, but still, come on, man. That's not fucking
Albert's dream. Albert's very wet dream.
That's just Freudian stuff. But anyway, my whole thing is I just do my skincare thing at the morning at the after I shower and stuff like that. So it's just something I do at the very end. I put all that crap on my face.
Okay. Yeah. So like it really just like starts working together. Yeah I've been thinking about doing it. I just haven't pulled the trigger on making the investment, but if it's $70, that's not bad.
Yeah, you can find all kinds of options. I mean, if you Google it,
see everything.
Yeah, everybody gives you tons of articles that they first recommend and stuff like that. You get on Amazon, you can get it through their own website. So Anna, how long have you had it but you haven't used it?
I've had it for I bought it like during a sale last year, like Memorial Day. I've had it for a while, but I haven't used it. I know I've been really bad about it. But I actually want to actually take care of her things. Yeah. So I really, really got to start using it.
Take this as the universe telling you to get cracky on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a sign.
Yeah.
All right. You use it. I use it. We'll
come back.
We'll come back to this in like 2 months, 2-3 months. Yeah.
Yes. And I'll be the basis of the person who doesn't use it and look how old I am. Yeah. Okay. Anna, your turn. Anna's gone. What the heck?
Anna.
She's off the chat.
She pulled a Jiaming.
Actually, I should go too.
I wanted to talk about something that wanted your opinion on Jiaming.
I gotta go, actually.
Oh, okay.
Right. I just texted
Peace
Anna.
Out, guys. Next
Bye.
And you're like, out of the four of us, you're like the worst person for me to talk about this subject matter.
Well, thanks. Okay, you know what? Do the show by yourself, Albert. I'm going to be talking
about movies. Oh, there's Anna.
Oh, my God. It says, like, no internet and it's dropped me.
Oh, what happened? Like, it just stopped?
It just dropped me.
You know, some kind of glitch. That's weird.
Did Jiaming get dropped as well?
Yeah, you had to leave.
Oh. And Albert was ready to drop me because he said he can't talk to me about this stuff.
Anna, you want to go next or you want me to go?
Minutes of Heaven. Yeah. For my segment, I'm going to talk about my camping trip because I went camping this weekend. That's why I'm so tired, Ruthie. I'm not in mental crisis. I'm just tired. So I went camping.
I know, you had me worried for a second. I'm like, girl, you okay?
Well, first of all, I was falling asleep with the sports talk. I'm sorry.
Fair.
Okay. So then that's like really hard to come back from that. But anyways, I went on a camping trip this weekend. I went with a couple friends and my whole thing was like, I don't camp. I am like not one with nature. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go. But my friends are going, and I was like, "Fine, I'll go just so I can go and not have to go ever again."
You're a better person than I am because I have friends who've been wanting me to go camping with them. I'm always just flatly saying, "Nope, not gonna do it."
Level of camping. What are we talking? Like, you have to set up tents and like
sleep by a bonfire. There was a bonfire.
No.
There was a bathroom right next to us. Thank God we chose a campground that was right next to a bathroom stall. So we got lucky there. But I don't have a tent. I don't have a sleeping bag. I don't have anything. So my friends were like, "That's okay. Like we have more than enough equipment. You can like tent with one of us. It'll be fine." So my friend, she had a big enough tent and she brought an air mattress with her. So it was actually a really nice thing to have, like an air mattress and all that. We did that and it was cold. I really am no help whatsoever with anything. Like, you know, like it was fun for yourself. Like, you know, you make your own food. And I was like, mostly guessing, just eating like PB&J and an apple because I'm not doing any of the cooking. Like on a camp stove kind of thing, you know. But my friend like made breakfast for us like the 2 days we were there, so I was like, oh, that was nice of her. And she shared some of her chili, but like these people are like hardcore, like they, you know, they go to REI kind of thing. They had the fancy, like, kettle, the camp stove.
Oh, they're serious campers.
The camping, cooking, dinner, like, plate set, like, everything. They're very serious about it, you know? Like, they have all the camping brands, like, bougie brands you could think of. So, I'm just like, I'm weighing that in my head. So, I went with the idea that if they go camping or they go hiking, I said, I don't want to go hiking. So, they said, it's fine. No one's going to get offended if you don't go. You can stay back and read a book. I was like, oh, that's perfect. Fine, let's do it. So, you know, we get there. We do the bonfire. We played a couple board games. I hate playing board games, but there I am. I was doing the thing. And then the next day, like, oh, let's do let's just do a lap around the campgrounds to see, like, the other campsites and all that. And I was like, fine, I'll do that. And so we do that. And then they were, like, trying to find, like, the thing to, like, the map for, like, the actual hiking trail. And somehow, somewhere, I'm hiking on this trail with them. And then one of the girls is like, well, I'm only going to do a mile because and then I'm going to turn back because I need to actually go back and finish my homework because she's working on her master's or whatever. I was like, oh, that's perfect. I'll go with you. And I'm like, okay, it's a mile. It's not going to be that bad. I still believe that, like, got bamboozled and walked more than a mile because there was no way the thing that I walked was not a mile.
Wait, hold on. But is it mile that's flat land or is it mile uphill?
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Don't be on their side.
No, I'm saying, is it?
Don't what, be on their side.
No, because you could feel bamboozled if you're going uphill.
Yeah,
I was going uphill.
Oh, then that's why.
Yeah,
that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that half a mile could be forever.
Okay, well, it was forever.
Gravity is a thing, and then mm-hmm. it's like you're essentially doing a Stairmaster. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
And then you have to come back, so that's like 2 miles.
Well, Noelle, I mean, true. At least going back is a little bit easier. But yeah, climbing that hill a mile long, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, so we were like going up a mountain kind of thing. I don't know what we were doing, but I was like, this is more than I expected. And the thing is, I thought it was going to be really cold. We all thought it was going to be really cold, and it turned out Saturday was going to be the hottest day. So I was not dressed for hot weather. I was dressed for cold weather the whole time. So I'm like, you know, not feeling it. I'm just like, all right, let's do this. I, you know, like, I just try to make the best of it and not complain. And somehow I ended up in the middle where I'm like, oh my God, like, I have to keep pace and all that stuff. So we did it. And then she was like, oh, you know, it's lunchtime and I want to head back. And so we all headed back and stuff. And boy, going back was harder than going up because I just felt like, okay, this is where I fall to my death. But it was good enough for all. We came back, we rested, and then that's it. Like, I changed, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I read my book. We took a little nap and all that. But at night, I don't know how big this campground is, I'll be honest. But from what I saw when we were driving, there's just a lot of open land. Well, I don't know, man, but someone, John Wick or something, was shooting up a storm at night. And like we kept saying it was fireworks, but I'm like, those sound like gunshots. But the Friday night, it was like, it was okay-ish. It was like a couple rounds every like few minutes. But last night, it was just like pop, 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 pop. And I'm like, okay. And then there was a dog that was barking. We can't stop barking.
Didn't Were they hunting?
I have no idea. And then like this morning, some hikers got there like at 6 a.m. or whatever, and we're talking so loud they had no respect for the campground or whatever.
Mm.
And so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna go home. Like, I'm ready to go home. So I went, I experienced it. I did have some fun where I'm like, all right, we're here in nature, got to see the stars. It's really nice to see the stars, like, you know, outside of the city. And I just feel like if I were to do this again, I actually do have to invest in like camping gear because I would like my own tent, my own sleeping bag, my own fork and spoon. But I don't know, man, it's scary. Nature's scary at night where you can't see anything, you hear rustling, and I'm just like, this is a setup for a horror movie. you know.
Like, you run into bears, mountain lions.
Yeah, there were some cats, and I was like, oh my God. So I'm just like, okay with it. I went. I would consider going again, but if anything, this is my one and done. Like, I went, I saw, I never have to go camping again. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So two things for me. I guess three things. First off, the fact that you would like to go back again, you're definitely a much better person than I am in regards to this. The second thing is that although I don't like to go camping, overnight camping and all that stuff, I love hiking. I actually do quite enjoy hiking. So that's something I would do. Yeah. And thirdly,
we've never gone hiking.
Yeah.
You've never talked about hiking.
I why would I talk about hiking in the podcast?
I don't know. Like, what'd you do this weekend? But I went hiking.
If you
like,
find it fun, yeah.
Yeah, you never talk about hiking.
Here's the
years I've been coming to visit, we have never gone hiking.
Here's essentially what hiking sounds like in a podcast. Hey, guys, on Saturday, I went hiking over there. It was fun.
Done. You never take a picture. You don't
say. Oh, no. Pictures are. They're on my Instagram. What are you talking about? But point really? Is. Yeah, I've never seen
you post a hiking.
Well, I haven't gone hiking in a while, okay? But the point is that I do like hiking.
Okay,
so,
all
right. So, yeah. Anyways, Ruthie, when you come visit, we can go hiking. Absolutely.
Okay.
Where was I already? Oh, and thirdly, my question. Did you have internet?
You want to hear something funny? I was the only one that had internet.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Everyone else had no reception whatsoever. I was the only one. So when we were playing this game called Geek Out, and when I had it, like when we had to be like, well, we have no way to confirm. I was like, I do. I have Google. I have access to the outside world.
Wait, I mean, what service do you have again?
AT&T.
Damn it. So I guess I'll be out of luck if I actually do that. Okay.
Yeah, when I went hiking in Montana, I did not have service for pretty much a soup. I barely had any service when I got to the campsite, and as soon as we got on a mountain, like. On a mountain somewhere, like gone, like the whole day until we were back, nothing at all.
It's just so funny because I know, like, when I lived in LA, I had terrible service, but like I go to the mountains and I have wonderful service. Like, what doesn't make sense?
That's where your towers are at the top of the mountain
for real. Okay,
all right. Let me move on. Let me actually add to this.
Oh, there's segment. A hiking picture of you, Albert, as I go into 2022.
Yeah, see, that long ago. And I believe I did. I wonder if that really was the last time I hiked.
Where was this?
Hold on.
Do you just not hike anymore because you are an old man?
No, because usually I'll go with somebody. You know, and so far there hasn't been very many people that like, oh, Albert, let's go hiking. So he hasn't. I'm not gonna hike by myself. Put it that way, okay? So,
no, that's good. That's good.
No, yeah, it's fun to hike because you talk, you disconnect from.
Send me the link real quick, Ruthie. I want to see what you're looking at.
Oh, okay.
Albert, edit this.
It's like a cave with a mouth. Right, where can I send it to you?
Oh, Signal or Instagram. Either one works.
Instagram.
Yeah. Okay, go there. I'll send it to Anna too, so she can see.
I did to the group chat.
Okay. Here it is. Oh, okay. This is the last time. This is in Irvine.
Really?
Yeah, this is in Irvine.
Man, I can't believe like California has so much space.
Oh, wow. This is really the last one. Oh, wow. 2022. Oh, and actually, okay. Yeah. This is in Irvine. I can. This was actually what I was thinking about taking you to if you ever come. No, actually, no. The one in Long Beach is better.
Oh yeah, Long Beach would be nice. Although this I like
one,
Long Beach.
Not Long. Wait, was it Long Beach? No, not Long Beach. Laguna Beach. The Laguna Beach one. I quite enjoyed that one because the view is also pretty nice. Yeah,
I would do that
one. So if you do hiking, let's go to Laguna Beach.
Ooh, so should we go hiking next time I'm there?
Yeah, just remind me that we're going to do that,
Anna. Not camping, just hiking.
Yeah, not camping. Hell no.
I hate hiking.
Yeah,
but
oh yeah, I can't do hiking. What are you about? The one
I absolutely hate hiking so much. I would want to throw myself off a cliff. I swear.
Okay, so we'll hike through Disney. That's one we can all agree on.
I can walk Disney. I can walk Comic Con. I refuse to do hiking, but I am going to Hawaii for a bachelorette. And one of the things that my friend is doing is she wants to do a lot of hiking. So I said, "Girl, Hawaii, I will hike all you want me to do." Because I'm in Hawaii. I've always
perfect weather too.
Yeah, like this is my dream vacation. I'm going to do the hiking.
When are you going to go?
Late after Comic-Con. It's like in August or September, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's still nice then.
Okay. All right. I will actually contribute to this segment for a change. And the reason why is because Oscars is this coming up weekend, and I thought maybe I'll cover some Oscar-related stuff. And what I'm really
Emilia Perez.
Okay. What I'm really curious about is all the winners of the Best Picture, it's always a debate on whether that should have been the pick or not. So I thought it'd be fun to go back to the past 20 winners and see if it actually left you a lasting impression in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Right? I think originally I was thinking like Ruthie's the worst person to talk about this, but if she's familiar with the movie, that's a plus on the movie, right?
Yeah.
Which movie?
Exactly.
That's what I mean. I'm going back 20 years, right?
Oh,
so
paying attention.
So the past 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I wasn't paying attention.
So 20 years ago, the last Best Picture winner 20 years ago was Million Dollar Baby.
Wow.
That was 20 years ago already.
So you guys remember this movie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So still deserves it? I guess my question is still deserves it or not?
Huh.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Over the nominees that year. Well, that would be too long of a show.
Yeah, we're not really debating it too much.
I think it deserves it. I think it still stayed with me. I can still remember the story, and I thought the acting was still very well done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's really good. I
agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Next movie is Crash. I think universally everybody agrees that's not deserves it, right?
It's not?
Oh, wow, Ruthie! You're the minority here.
Oh, my God. She lives under a rock. She doesn't know anything.
Hey, Ruthie, if you ever bring up that
it's the running joke.
Yeah, if you ever bring this up to people who watch movie that you like Crash or believe it deserves Best Picture, don't.
Just turn away and walk away and go home.
Why?
Because it's one of those movies that it seems
that didn't age well.
It very much didn't age well. No. It's very manipulative. It's very like performative. Look at me, I'm talking about racism. Ooh.
I hated the last scene where he saved her and it was like she said thank you. It's like, what are you thinking of him?
Right.
Well, there you go. See? Now you understand. But
it's like I'm not racist. I have friends of color.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that movie. That's 2005. 2006.
I see people who weren't white.
Yeah, yeah. 2006, The Departed.
Mm.
I guess.
I can agree.
I still really like that movie, yeah.
I really like the movie. I don't have the list that compares it to what the other nominees are, so that doesn't really help me. But yeah, The Departed. No Country for Old Men. I'm going to say a solid yes. Absolutely.
10 out of 10, yeah.
Slumdog Millionaire. No? No reaction?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking. Yeah,
yeah. I'm saying big yes in this one.
Yeah. I'm still thinking. It has a con. Yeah.
There's still not very many movies that are like Slumdog Millionaire.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
God, and Dev Patel. Wow. He really grew.
Yeah, I know. A whole bunch of glow-ups. this one, everybody debates this one, The Hurt Locker. And I guess...
I didn't watch that one.
So did many people.
Right for the time.
I can't picture
what it was about.
Oh, it was Jeremy Renner being essentially Rambo in Iraq, was it?
Yeah.
Or Afghanistan, one of those two.
These kinds of movies kind of blur together at some point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing with The Hurt Locker was that it was up against Avatar.
Oh.
Right. So that was the thing. Yeah. And
okay, now I want to watch this.
Yep. It's a good movie, but I honestly thought when I watched it, I go, wow, it's going through all the cliches of an action movie, essentially. But whatever.
That's what I mean. Like, it's so hard to create like a war movie that's really going to stand out and have a different undertone or different theme that really will hit you as different. Cause like, you know, if I think of Black Hawk Down, if I think of, I don't know, like all these other movies that are, you know, with Marines and, you know, in the Middle East type of wars, it blends together at some point. Like, you really can't tell the difference anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's true than that. But, you know, check it out. I mean, it's also the movie that gave Jeremy Renner a name.
Mm.
So there's that.
He's not the guy from SWAT anymore.
There you go. Next up, I guess it's also debatable whether this deserved it or not. The King's Speech. No, say no.
That was...
It's a good movie, but come on. Seriously?
Good movie, but it wasn't... No, I wouldn't have given Robert it. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that was...
It was a good movie. Yeah. But
who was it up against?
I see, that's the thing. I don't have that list in my...
Okay, okay.
Wikipedia was not helpful in this. So I ended up going to some news website that, had the list of the winners. The Artist, 2011. I think they gave this to the casino. Artist. Look, it's a black and white movie, you know.
Mm.
I don't even remember much about it. Tell you the truth.
Who was in it?
You don't. There were some French actors, essentially.
Oh, Marianne Cotillard.
She was in that movie, really?
Was it that one?
Was it her?
Was that the one she won the Oscar that year?
Was it? I don't remember. Was she in this movie? Was she really in this movie?
I could be wrong, but I know she won an Oscar.
She's not in this movie.
Okay. Okay. So it's not her. Okay, never mind.
No, it's not her.
Yeah. It's a bunch of French people. But...
The French.
Okay.
Jean Dujardin.
Next movie. Jardin. The next movie is Argo.
Oh, Argo. I think...
Let's face it all
right
there.
It was a good movie. Yeah. It was a good movie. I don't think it deserved an Oscar. Yeah.
Or Best Picture. Yeah. It's a good movie. Yeah.
It's a good movie. Like, I mean, they did pay attention to a lot of details in there, but it was... It's okay.
Yeah. Next up, 2013, 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this one deserves it.
I still haven't watched it, but I agree.
Okay.
That says something.
Okay. 12 Years a Slave, I see it as a movie that, like, decades from now, people can go back to it like a historical document of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Birdman, 2014. Really enjoyed the movie. I like that it's shot, quote unquote, in one take. It's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, Birdman, a good movie. I don't know if it.
I don't know if Best Picture. Yeah, if anything, Best Actor maybe.
Best
but
Actor
Best
for
Picture,
sure.
Yeah, it was definitely very very interesting to watch. I was really into that movie.
Anna, do you remember Birdman?
I do. I'm not. Solid on my yes.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Though. I'm on the same way too. Like, I really like the movie, but I don't know if that was Best Picture of the Year kind of thing.
Yeah,
and once again, for me, a Best Picture, it's got to stand the test of time. You know, it's got to stand the test of time. Like Titanic, as much as people will make fun of Titanic, that movie stands the test of time. Come on, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so next one, 2015, Spotlight. Very important subject matter.
Yeah.
Best Picture of the Year, I guess.
Best Picture. See, the thing is, like, Best Picture Award it's very vague. Like, what are we looking for here? Like, are we looking for just cinematography, or are we looking for,
technically, it's supposed to be all of the above. But for me, I really feel like Best Picture, it's got to stand the test of time. Spotlight, but I think I would like to go more to a documentary about the subject matter than just a fictional version.
So
that's the thing. Because it's based on a true story. Right. Yeah. So it's probably better to just have the documentary. If you're going to teach this to kids in the future or whatever, show the documentary. Mm-hmm. Next one is Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
What is
I
that?
Agree with this one.
Do you? I feel like this one. I feel like this is another, what was that gay cowboy movie?
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I didn't get to see this one.
Moonlight is...
But we have people of color. It's a very important subject matter. I think it stands the test of time.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm kind of flip-flop on that because as much as I enjoyed the movie, I still don't know if this is one of those things that will stand the test of time. So.
Well, I mean, I don't know about this time, but it might get erased from history books, but I will keep it in my time.
Okay. Next one, we have The Shape of Water. Really enjoyed the movie. Don't think this is Best Picture of the Year.
No, hard no. Hard
funny
no.
enough, no one likes this movie anymore, but it was all the rage when it came out.
No one likes this movie anymore?
I know. It gets kind of hated on now, and I was like, oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Because it was so weird.
Okay,
it was weird then.
Because you're not weird enough. Like,
I guess not.
Just happened to you're weird. And if you're not in that weird area, then... Yeah.
Wait, are they resenting on the fact and how the movie conclude without spoilers? But is that what people are saying? Is they have an issue?
Probably.
With?
Yeah. Probably.
I guess.
Probably.
But I mean, I like the movie.
It was
a fantasy.
You're going in knowing it's going to be weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a good movie.
But Best Picture? No.
But not Best Picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Next one up. Ruti's most famous prediction of Best Picture of the Year.
Which one? About the Green Book?
Green Book!
Yes.
Oh my god, Green Book. Yeah, I think we all know that one, right?
Yep. That's a no.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a no for me too.
Yeah. Next one, 2019, I think this is a yes, big yes on all counts, Parasite.
Yes.
Yeah. Really yes. Well-made movie, and I really think it still holds some social resonance to how important this kind of movie is. So, Parasite.
I think Korean movies are just on another level. Like it's so poetic, so deep, so human. So, it's just like they really know how to make movies.
Yeah. The next movie in 2020 can also be described in those terms: Nomadland. I know not a lot of people saw this movie, but yeah. The acting is really great and the story is unique because nobody really talks about this. And I think having this be a document of that experience, I think it's quite solid. I'm flip-flopping on whether it disturbed Best Picture or not, but I'm kind of okay with it being Best Picture. You guys?
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Okay. Anna, did you see it?
Which one's this one?
Nomadland. That's Frances McDormand. She's.
No, we were just talking about that at camping. No, I haven't seen it. But I want to see it now after going camping.
Yeah, it's very interesting because they talk about how people live like on the road, essentially. They're not exactly homeless, but they have like putting a toilet in a van and the process of that. Fascinating. You know, like this is a thing that happens in real life.
Van life is huge. Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things where it's like, It is a good movie to us in an educational terms, in a sense. Next movie I really loved. I'm not sure if it's Best Picture. Coda.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, I really like Coda. It's on Apple TV Plus. But I don't know. I was shocked when it was like Best Picture of the Year. Best Picture of the Year. I mean, I really loved the movie, but I wouldn't say it's the Best Picture of the Year by the Academy. But although I think it was my Best Picture of the Year in my list. So there's that. But.
What year was it?
2021.
Yeah, I think it's because, you know, it probably was because it focused on a deaf family, you know. And there's not a lot of movies that have been made like that, so.
Oh, no, there are many movies that are about that. I think the complaint from the deaf community is the fact that it seems so performative. Like, oh, yeah, look, like they're trying to give a deaf family some kind of recognition, ooh, that kind of thing. Mm, but I
like
didn't
it was
really,
too much.
I didn't really feel that. I felt the family story behind it more than it required to represent people who are deaf. You know, so go figure. Anna, did you watch this?
No.
Okay. Next movie, 2022. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Big yes.
Do you even have to ask?
Yeah. Next one, 2023. Oppenheimer. I think this is the last one on the list.
Could have been Barbie.
I think Barbie would have stood the test of time.
But I think Oppenheimer also serves as the like a representation of that historical document about this era, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but the way they did it, it was just so exhausting to watch. Like, I still haven't finished the movie to this day.
Oh, seriously? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually liked it more than I thought I would. I like Christopher
Nolan. And I love historical dramas, but this one's just like, it's like, oh my God, dude, like, stop. I get, he was going back and forth in time, kind of like how A Beautiful Mind did, you know, where they were, where you didn't know if he had those people there or if he was having a schizophrenic attack. But,
well, I mean, it's based on a true story, but okay.
Right. No, I know, but like, still, it was just like, it was just too much. Like, I think it was, they wanted to pack in so many things into one movie.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot to, like, they should, like you said, they should have just turned it into a documentary.
Yeah. So 2024.
I think it would have been a great HBO series.
Yes. Yeah. I would have watched that.
Okay.
If it was actually like piecemeal that way, where it's more digestible and it's because like the whole thing is just, it's just that, it's long.
And Josh Hartnett in a 3-piece suit the whole time.
Yeah.
That man is so fine.
And 2024 will be announced this coming weekend. So we'll see how that plays out. All right. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junction. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Threads, and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
And this is John Meng. You can find me on social media at John Meng Low.
I don't think John Meng sounds like that.
You sound exactly like John Meng. That was a great John Meng impression. You should do all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Do Ruthie now.
Oh, do it over. Do it over. Yeah, do me. Yeah.
Wait, no.
And then do Anna.
No, yeah. That's okay. It's okay.
Anna, let's hang up now. So he's forced
to
do it.
He has impersonated me. He has impersonated me. And it actually sounded great. Thank you, Albert, for impersonating me.
Okay. Carry on.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found at whatworstwhy.com. Before we go, let's give
our... I can
our...
talk about my dream. No.
Before we...
Jumping's not here no more.
That is true, too. But we're trying to wrap things up now. Before we go, let's give our 92 listeners some recommendations for this week. Ruthie.
Well, to begin back off of... Anna's camping story. I recommend if you're not into camping, like camping, because I'm not either. Like I'm all for like being outdoors. I like the outdoors. I like hiking and, you know, camping to some degree, but like I need accommodation still. Like when we went to Montana, I forgot the name of the camping site that we went to, but we stayed in a cabin. It wasn't like, you know, the best thing, but like it was next to the best thing. Like there were, it's on a camping ground. There's a restaurant, there's bathrooms that you can use, showers. And then you can grill and make your own food, or you can just go to the restaurant if you don't feel like cooking. So like there's options, but you're still in nature, but you know, things like civilization is still pretty close by. You don't really need to rough it. Like the whole tent situation, I've never done that. Not really interested in doing it either. Another option could be, glamping, which I think is more up yours and my alley, where on Governor's Island here in New York, there's a glamping site where it's literally like, I don't know, like you have these canvas tents, you have your own bathroom, you have your own sheets and air conditioner, you have treats, you have marshmallows at night. You can go to bonfires and make, what do you call those, s'mores? You can make s'mores. You can get lemonade. There's a cafe. You can have breakfast there. You know, like you really don't have to rough it, but you're still kind of outdoors. So yeah, and then you can just go hiking or do whatever afterwards. And that's like, I think the best part of camping is the hiking part. So if you don't want to rough it, you don't want to do the tent thing, either camp at a campsite with some cabins where you have like bare minimum necessities, like at least a restaurant or a glamping site. Like those are actually really nice.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
We should do that. We should find one in Cali. I'm sure there's tons.
Probably.
I'm sure absolutely. If you Google it, it's somewhere.
Right? I'm sure we can Airbnb one. Oh, we should Airbnb something.
We're supposed to.
We're not supporting Airbnb anymore.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I know. Your life gets really small and you can't support half the things that you use every day.
Oh my god.
Save some money, guys. It's okay. Anna, go ahead.
I don't really have a recommendation this week. I would say just if you go camping, make sure that you bring lots of socks and a scarf and a hat and an ebook reader, because those really do come in handy. I had one. Mine's a Kindle Paperwhite, so it has a backlight, so I don't have to worry about it's backlit, so I don't have to worry about having a book light. And so I could sleep under my, I could read under my sleeping bag and not have to worry about a light. So it was very nice to have that.
All right. Nice.
Nice.
My recommendation is go see a live show.
I like that.
This year alone, just this past 2 months, I went to a music concert called Chain Saint. I went to essentially what is a YouTube channel having a live tour, kind of live show of their YouTube channel. And that was fun. I also recently went to me and John Meng actually very recently went to Hollywood Babylon, which is essentially a podcast, and you see them podcasting.
You live. Hung out with John Meng outside when he picked of you the up? Podcast?
He picked you up in his car?
Yeah, he did. He picked me up. Yeah, yeah.
You guys hung out outside, like, in the real world?
I mean, it was a topic, a subject that we both enjoy. So
I'm so shocked, because I feel like Jomming just would pretend he doesn't know us in real life.
Well, I mean, this is what we have to do. We'll go to a live show next time, and he'll be compelled to come out.
Okay, so the running joke in this podcast essentially is like none of us know where he lives, right? So
yeah, we've been doing this for 10 years, and none of us have seen him.
So like I told Ruthie this. I think I told you. Did I put it in the chat too with Anna? But anyways, so I went ahead and said like, hey, who wants to drive? But I volunteer. You just got to tell me your address so I can pick you up. And then he goes, no, I'll drive.
Never going to let you near this house.
Yeah.
You should have dropped an air tag in his car.
For real. Oh, my God. You should have.
Yeah. And he was, and the car that he drove was apparently a car that he's probably going to get rid of.
What was the plate number?
Was it the 4Runner?
No, it wasn't. He even mentioned like, yeah, this isn't the normal car I drive.
What car was he driving?
It was like a Lexus.
What? This guy.
And he was getting rid of it?
According to him, this is not the normal car he drives, and it's not.
Take note of the license plate, so maybe we can trace it back. Anyway, no.
It would have been really obvious for me to like take a picture of it to track him down. So
next you'll memorize it, you Albert.
No, next time he picks you up, you know, make it so he needs to go to the gas station, go inside and pay for something, and then you look at the car registration and get the address.
Okay, all right.
Or you could just learn how to memorize, look at his license plate while you're walking towards it in the parking lot, take note, remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just drop an air tag in his car next time, in his pocket.
Anyways.
Mystery continues.
Go see a live show. You know, it doesn't have to be like in an arena or whatever, but you know, live music, stand-up comedy, live podcast, live YouTube videos kind of thing, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go watch a live show.
That would be nice.
Yes. All right then. And that's a wrap. This was episode 849 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What's Worse by production. I wanted to recommend get cargo pants, but I'm not sure if cargo pants are even
no,
a thing.
Never. Don't ever.
I use cargo pants every time. What are you talking about?
Okay, maybe for hiking it's useful.
No, I use it for everyday stuff. It's quite useful. There's a reason why it's cargo pants. I keep putting stuff in my pockets. I don't care. I'm in my 40s, man. I don't care.
I mean, it's fine. Just, you know, not in like if we're going out or anything.
Oh, no. I use cargo pants to go to movies, man.
Movies don't count.
I'm just saying. I go to the mall in cargo pants. Who cares? I don't have to be part of the trend anymore. I'm past that already.
I know. We're like beyond that now. I just don't care anymore. Sometimes I go out without makeup and I'm just like, who am I without my eyebrows? I would never have done this.
Isn't that the trend now? Like a lot of kids nowadays are like, who cares about makeup?
Yeah, but when you're like 20 or 30, it doesn't matter if you're not wearing makeup when you go outside. When you're 40, like pushing 40 and you go out, like you look dead. Like I look like I have cancer. I look like I'm dying.
I think that's kind of a good point, actually. So there are some YouTube channels, Instagram channels, TikTokers who are about like how to apply makeup, whatever. If the trend is moving away from that, are those people I'm going to have to try to like change up their Instagram.
No. Makeup's never not going to be a thing. It's always going to, even the no makeup makeup look is still, a makeup look. Gotcha. A clean girl look aesthetic is still a makeup look. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be some sort of makeup trend, whether it's less makeup or more makeup, but it's always going to be something about looking like you have makeup or no makeup.
Yeah.
Like there is no eradication of makeup in a whole, like it's always going to
Albert.
Be something, whether it's eyebrows or just the lips or
you're
just
saying,
the
you're saying
eyes.
Saying the makeup industry is never going to go away.
Never, no. Never.
Okay.
Well, think about it this way. Do you think I've always worn makeup like every time we go out these last
And my answer will be, I don't notice this routine.
Oh my God. You're asking the
exactly. Because I do I have done the no makeup, makeup look for two decades now. And everybody always would be like, oh, I didn't know you wore makeup. I'm like, yeah, I always wore makeup. You just didn't wear heavy makeup. But yeah, there's never a no makeup look. Unless you have perfect skin, perfect eyebrows, perfect everything. Yeah,
and even then, you're still doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, that's pretty much like I just didn't know.
Because you're a guy. Difference. It's not even, yeah.
Yes. But there are some makeups that are like really obvious. Oh, that person's wearing makeup. There's this coworker at work. I'm pretty sure she doesn't listen to this podcast. There's this coworker at work who obviously has makeup on. Like she's, basically she looks like a Barbie doll, essentially. Mm. That's the way I would describe it. She looks like a Barbie doll, young girl. I believe she, she, every time I see her, I'm like, you look like a living Barbie doll. And it's kind of like weird. I don't know. So yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
I kind of want to just tell them, like, you know, you don't have to apply that much makeup on. But then I figured that's appropriate for me to say.
No, it's none of your business.
None of your business.
No. It's a personal preference.
I know. That's why I hold my tongue.
It's like guys who say, you should wear more makeup. Like, no. We don't.
But see, I'm saying less makeup. Okay, see.
Yeah, exactly. There's guys in the camp of wear less to no makeup. There's guys in the camp of you should wear makeup. Those misogynists. Mm. Yeah. Like you would look prettier in with makeup. Like who are you? Like I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. I'm gonna go.
You gotta go track down Zhao Ming and where he lives.
I'm gonna watch TV.
I gotta go make the bed and wash dishes and take a shower and cut my hair some more.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Guys. Bye. Good night. Bye.
Bye.